Friends, it's good to speak to you, whether you be in church or at home listening online. We are again in difficult times and trying to live within the spirit of the law and also keep everybody safe, which is not entirely unconnected with the reading that we have just heard. However, I also want to make reference today to the fact that it is the end of Prisons Week. I think technically last week was Prisons Sunday, but it was also Homelessness Sunday, and you can't do two things at once. So I thought we would look at Prisons Sunday this week. That said, I want to show you therefore a video which reflects the work at Catherine Price Hughes House, which is one of our WLM projects. The voices you will hear are residents and staff telling their story, and the artwork was painted by a resident.
Things you see and stuff like that, you don't want to see. A lot of like fighting and people getting hurt and stuff like that. So it's a lot of stuff in my head, like.
I've been here a week, and to be truthful, I found it a really helpful place. At first, when I was in custody, when they come and told me about an approved premises, my back went up. And I said, there's no way that I'm going into an approved premises. Yeah, I've been away 5.5 years. I don't want to be monitored. But it was one of the best decisions that happened, really, to be truthful, because they're quite helpful here. And from where I come from, it's like a 5-star hotel.
I'm very happy with all the staff and that. And they're helping me a lot since I come out of jail. Anything I ask them to do, they've done for me straight away.
Hi, Chris. How was your day?
Good, thanks.
Anything that you need to do?
There is one thing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get my benefits claim.
Okay.
I know it's online these days, so.
Yeah, we'll have to do it on the computer. Do you want some support with that?
Yeah, that'd be great, actually, if you could help.
Yeah, let's plan in a time for us to use the computer together. How about 4:30 this afternoon?
That works for me.
You do what you have to do. You have drug tests, you have drink tests. That's good, like, to be honest, if there weren't none of that, it would be a wild house, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that they got all that here. All the people that live here as well are nice guys, so that helps, you know? It's like a big family in here, to be honest with you, like, yeah. If I would have just got out and went straight back home, I'd have been doing the same things before, being around the same people, but now it's made me look at life different being here. Like, I'm looking for my future now, like my house, my job. Right, so it's all positive.
So the residents you heard there are all former prisoners, and they've experienced the consequences of breaking the law of the land. They have experienced retribution or punishment. They are now coming to terms, not with being locked down, but with release. We have all had a short experience of being locked down. Who amongst us would have thought that being released would cause so much anxiety and confusion? KPH offers those residents support and skills for the next stage in, hopefully, a new life. Prisons Week calls us to pray and take positive action for all involved in the prison system. Our circuit project, WLM's KPH, takes action to offer restoration. And so we pray for its residents and for Brigitte and her staff. Keeping the law is then something we usually try to do, but on occasions it might conflict with what we feel is God's law. It is Black History Month, so we might recall someone like Rosa Parks, who broke the law. She refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white person. She was duly arrested for breaking the law, but is now hailed as a leading woman in the civil rights movement. Less well known is Guy Bailey. He didn't so much break the law, but tried to get a job. In 1963, he was barred from becoming a bus driver in Bristol because he was Black. His case led to the Bristol bus boycott. The management of the bus company, and this is astonishing, were not breaking the British law in their discrimination. The Bristol bus strike contributed to the later Race Relations Acts. And so recovering Black history helps us all to acknowledge the part our society played in racial discrimination. I felt reading this about Bristol uncomfortable to learn that the trade union for the drivers, the bus drivers, the TNGWU, which is now Unite, of which I am a member, colluded with the management in Bristol to retain only white bus crews. Unite apologised in 2013. Sometimes the law is at odds with justice. To give to both the emperor and to God, contradictory. Jesus is embroiled in a conflict with the Jewish leaders. He has recently suggested to them, using the analogy of a vineyard, that whilst they keep God's law, its fruit is not, well, not very good. No wonder there is a conflict. So the Pharisees set out to entrap Jesus. And this passage goes well beyond good-natured rabbinic debates over points of law. This is an engineered plot. And the word entrap is used nowhere else in the New Testament. It is specific to this one moment, calculated, has its origins in hunting down animal prey. He might accuse us of not keeping the spirit of God's law. Let's see if he keeps the law himself, you can hear them say. So some Pharisees and Herodians are deputed to go to Jesus. Interestingly, you don't often hear of the Herodian party, but it is relevant that both Pharisees and Herodians go to Jesus together. For whatever Jesus answers, he is not going to please both Pharisees and Herodians. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Well, the Pharisees detested the Romans. Tiberius was emperor at the time, and the Pharisees objected to the emperor claiming on the Roman coins the status divine. The Pharisees carefully distinguished between Roman coins and temple coins. So to pay tax to the divine emperor was blasphemy. Although, of course, the Pharisees did pay their tax because they wanted to keep the Romans from interfering in the Jewish law and temple. The Herodians, however, were known to collude with the Romans. So whatever Jesus does think, he is bound to upset someone. So this conflict is less about deliberately breaking the law of the land, even for a just cause. It's more about how one keeps the first commandment, to have no other God before God. So, entrapped, Jesus takes a Roman coin. And then he says to them, whose head is this on this coin? And whose title? Tiberius, the divine. Then he said to them, give therefore to the emperor Tiberius the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. For now, at least, Jesus has escaped the trap, kept both Roman and God's law. Let me take you back to the work which you saw in the video of KPH, the work WLM does with former prisoners. Because for us, there may just be two sides to the same coin. It is right for prisoners to face up to the consequences of crime, unless, of course, they are prisoners of conscience. It is right to accept that punishment, receive retribution. We pay our taxes to make that happen. But our taxes also pay, in part through the Ministry of Justice, for places like WLM's KPH. What we give to Her Majesty, whether we like the title Majesty or not, pays for that former prisoner in the video who was receiving help with computer skills to log on to his benefits, to find a job. It pays in part for a group of former prisoners I sat in with when I last visited KPH in person. They were in a meditation group with our chaplain. So whilst it is often forgotten, the prison system is involved not just in retribution, punishment, but in restoration. And you pay your taxes to Her Majesty for both. It would be deceptively simple to make a distinction between giving a coin to the state and a coin to God. But today it isn't always so simple. And yet, through our small part to play in the prison system, WLM's Catherine Price Hughes House, KPH, through KPH, we offer to God what is God's, with prayer and with thanksgiving. Giving to the emperor or the queen and giving to God are perhaps two sides of the same coin, as in the prison system, retribution and restoration need to be two sides of the same coin. Whose head and whose title do we see on the coins we use? Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Thanks be to God. Amen.